In the ongoing escalated environment between India and Pakistan, the talk of free trade across borders can be termed unrealistic, anti-nationalist, or even unpatriotic. In this article, I will argue that trade openness, trade connectivity, and trade facilitation can serve as a deterrence against war, conflict, and violence. Openness comes with no or low tariffs. Connectivity requires reliable physical infrastructure, and facilitation demands simplification and efficiency of transactions. India and Pakistan are part of a region which is the least connected in the world. Before Trump's tariffs, NAFTA intra-trade was 55% of their total trade. ASEAN member countries' intra-trade was 27% of their total trade. In comparison, intra-SAARC trade is 5% and intra-ECO trade is less than 1%. Pakistan's trade with its border countries, excluding China, is 4%, and with China included it is 20%. In other words, 80% of our trade takes place with countries which are not located in this region. India's trade patterns are also similar but more diverse, since its top export destinations are the US, the Netherlands, and China. The formal Indo-Pak trade reached $2.4 billion in 2014, declined significantly after 2018, and now it is less than $300 million. Our trade with Afghanistan is now recovering after registering a significant decline, which is a good sign, but it remains subject to the sustainability of peace. We now have a barter trade arrangement with Iran, though it is hardly utilized. In recent years, instead of more trade, this region has witnessed air strikes, missile exchanges, terrorism, and border incursions. This is the Bastiat prophecy: when goods don't cross borders, soldiers and terrorists will. Now, we have seen that it has already happened. This is the logical outcome of mutual mistrust in these countries, which has only grown. This has also led to an increase in smuggling across borders, particularly through Iran and Afghanistan. Closure of formal trade between Pakistan and India has diverted trade to the UAE, which has become a major partner for both countries. Practically, this serves as a conduit of bilateral trade, at increasing costs for our firms and consumers. We need several policy adjustments on the domestic front to adapt to a free trade region. Pakistan's tariff policy is structured on the cascading principle, which implies that unprocessed or semi-processed goods should face a lower tariff rate than finished goods. This may sound supportive for developing the local industry, however, the cascading tariff as a trade policy leads to the resource allocation diverted to the domestic markets rather than competing in the export market. It also reduces consumer welfare.